So, are we good to go? Am I on? Everybody hear me? I don't. Hello. Scared me. Good morning, everybody. As you can see, I am not Pastor Kenny. He's Yeah, I do have a little more hair. He's in Pennsylvania, I guess. Anyway, so it's time to get started, and I like to read a little scripture as a call to worship. So this is Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 15. So as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, and for 40 years saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. And as I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared an oath in my anger. They shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first. As has just been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. The word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for all these folks that have come here today. I just thank you that you are who you are and you love us so much and you give us your mercy and your grace. We come here this morning to worship you because you're the only one in the universe, the only person worthy of our worship. And we would pray that you guide us as we go, that we bring a service of praise to you that glorifies you. In the name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church. Would you stand with us and we'll get to Christmas carols.
Peace on earth and mercy mild. Good morning, church. Sorry I'm late. I was yapping. Oh, thank you. All right. So let's dig into what's going on. Let's see. Next Saturday, December 7th, is our cookie tour. I believe there's still some cookies to be brought if you are interested. Sarah said she'll be here, I think, Friday evening and also Saturday morning beforehand if you want to drop them off to her. We ask that you please put two in a little baggie. It's easier. Next Sunday, I believe is December 8th. I got that wrong last time. That is our holiday dinner. Brock, is there a sign up? There's a sign up. Obviously, I have not looked at the sign up. But yes, right after church, we'll be combining Thanksgiving and Christmas. Have a potluck together. Invite friends and family if you would like to. December 14th, that's a Saturday. That is our next ladies' breakfast, 9 a.m. at Asher Creek in town. Afterwards, we'll be going shopping in Marshall. If you have not already, please let Tammy know if you're going. Yeah, and please come. Let's see. December 16th, Monday, that is our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative. 2 p.m. here at the church. Help would be appreciated if you're able. I don't see it. December 24th, that's the Christmas Eve service. We always have it on Christmas Eve, just so you know. Yeah, 4 p.m. here at the church. What? Yeah, the sign is outside and it does look nice. And who did? Pastor did that all by himself? Wow. Who knew? We got to give him more tasks. Huh. Right. We will be doing our New Year's Eve party, 6 p.m. here at the church. Bring a dish to pass, finger foods or whatever you want to bring, actually. Bring some drinks because we don't have them here. And your favorite games. And bring a friend. Bring friends and family. Let's pack the place out. Have some fun. All right. I have an announcement from Roseanne about the angel tree. It's actually an update. She said, thank you. All the angels are gone. Please wrap your gift and place the angel tag on the gift and bring it to the church by December 15th. No later than December 22nd, she says. And I don't know if you've been in the kitchen yet this morning, but there is a birthday cake in there for all of the December birthdays. We are finding that we do not have everybody's birthdays. So you may have been missed. If you could, please see Martha after church. And I don't know, for December, just December's? Well, yeah, for right now. If you have a December birthday and your name is not on the cake, please let Martha know. And next week, I know you guys are tired of hearing about the church teams, but I'm going to have a step-by-step process for you on how to update your information on church teams. It'll be fun. It's easy. But when I started the church team stuff, I had to give them everybody's information, and I did not know birth years. So everybody was born in 2023, which doesn't help some of us. So there is some things that we do need to update. So we also would like your anniversaries. We would like to celebrate that with you also. So, yes, next week I will have that stuff. Anything that I forgot? All right.
Adoptions. So pray about that. Vern and I have been doing it for a number of years, and watched Holiday grow up, and it's been really, really rewarding. So please consider it in your prayers.
Okay. Don shared that next week the Children of Promise will be here, which is a child sponsorship program. They will have all the details. Don and Vern have already been doing this and said it's a great experience. So please pray about whether this is an option for your family. Thank you, Linda. They're beautiful. And Sparrow.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Sparrow helped me this year. She did that tree all by herself.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Ooh, yay. Linda let go and let Sparrow do that tree all by herself. It is absolutely gorgeous.
I also want to thank everybody in the church for the donations that they gave us.
You're very welcome.
They went right out and bought everything they need for the water tank.
Yay.
It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Awesome. All right. Now I know. Uh-oh. One more. I don't know if I should reiterate that or not. So.
Many, many, many blessings.
Yes, thank you for all the blessings. All right, we have to check in now. I don't do such a really good job of explaining how this is working. So parents, when you text the word check to 517-522-4062, you should receive a text back with a security code. That is the security code that you take to the classroom to retrieve your kids after class. Or, you know, you can just look at the tags that they put on them and write that down. Or if it's a especially easy one to remember, like FABO, that works too. So if you would please check in, check your children into the classrooms, yourselves into the attendance group, and please remember to pick your children up immediately following service. Anything else? That's it? All right. I need helpers. I almost forgot. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my lovely assistants will pick them up.
I have one more announcement. It's just Nutcracker at the Potter Center. I forgot to give it to you again this week, but that is December 13, 14, 15, if you wanted to see it. They do a beautiful job, and Ballet Chelsea does it with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra. Oh, yes. And then the Racknator kids and the Thede kids are in a band, choir, and thespians little concert in Jackson Monday, December 16th. I'll try to remember to get that to you this week. Any others? I only have three here. Anything that didn't get on a prayer card or any word of testimony or thank you for that update. Anything else? Let's go to the Lord. Oh, yes, Linda.
Just prayers for us to get the rest of the stuff out of our house in a timely manner.
Okay. Okay. Heavenly Father, give you thanks for this beautiful December 1st snowy morning. And as I prayed in worship team practice, I thank you for your faithful hand that guided and protected us this year. We have so much to be thankful for. We thank you for the family gatherings that happened this past week as we gave thanks as a nation. We thank you for giving us safety on the roads as we travel. Father, we're all running here and there, and we all have so many different things going on in our lives. But we are so grateful that we assemble together and we remember you every week. And you are our rock, and you set the tone for our week. You are our refuge, our strong tower. You reign on high. You are glorious. You are clothed in majesty. And Father, 2,000 years ago, you prepared the way for your son, for our Messiah. And one of the first things that John the Baptist shouted was, repent. So we repent of our self-reliance, of our willfulness, of our arrogance. We repent of walking in our own ways and our own wisdom, and dwelling on the distractions of this world. Lord, you call us to make our path straight before you. Help us to give our heavy burdens to you, as Jesus promised that his burden is light and his yoke is easy. Help us to believe you and to entrust our burdens to you, that we can rest in you this Advent season, and that we can truly be filled with the hope that this season reminds us of. Praise you for hope. We cannot live without hope. Father, I want to lift up to you Larry, who has a bone marrow transplant scheduled for December 17th. We ask that that would go smoothly. We praise you for his son, who has offered his bone marrow. We ask that they would have an excellent team of nurses and doctors and surgeons, and that that would just be excellently done, and that that would offer Larry healing and health and a longer life. Father, we lift up to you Tracy and her mom Ruth and her siblings as they're making preparations to say goodbye to their beloved mom. Father, I ask that you would give her comfort, that that her lungs would not fill up with fluid, Lord, that she would not have all this awful pain and discomfort associated with these strokes. I ask that you would give the doctors and nurses your wisdom and your grace and your mercy, that she would just have such a peaceful, and that she would not have any fear or any restlessness, Lord, that you would give last moments, last conversations. We thank you for Ruth's life. We praise you for her. We praise you that you love her and that you are getting ready to call her to your side. I lift up to you the Sharkies. Move. As Joe and the boys are moving Laureen to her new house today, we praise you for her new house. We ask that the move would go smoothly, that you would give them safety on the roads, and that it would be just a really easy, peaceful transition. We thank you for providing for her. And ask that you would help Linda and Terry finish up their move in Jackson, that they would get all the rest of their things out easily and quickly, and that they would continue to have a smooth transition easing into their new home in Homer. And thank you that you are providing for the needs there. Thank you for everyone who continues to be a church family and step in where needed with Day of Hope and decorating the church and offering funds for the youth retreat coming up in January. We just give you thanks for all the ways in which we are doing life together and being a church together, and ask that you would just pour out your blessings on those who are pouring themselves out. We have so much to be thankful for, Lord. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's stand together. Give the Lord our corporate worship.
Ooh.
seated.
Today is the first day of Advent, and the theme of the week is hope. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. Jeremiah 33:14. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. Heavenly Father, you are the God of hope. Walk with us on this Advent journey as we prepare to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus. Father, during this time of Advent, let us remember to fix our eyes on the only reason for this season, that is your Son, who is the hope for a broken world. May you fill our spirits with the hope and joy of Christ's coming. In Jesus' name, amen. And we light the candle of hope.
Can I have the children come up front? I'm directing a little show for my little choir and thespians class, and it's called The Little Shepherds, and it makes me think of cute little lambs. But, you know, you guys are our cute little lambs. Do you know that? And did you know that there's a verse in Isaiah that says that Jesus, he will lead us. Now watch me mess it up. He's going to lead us gently, just like a mother with her young. He is our good shepherd, and he is always looking out for you. Do you know he's so crazy about you that he can't take his eyes off of you? And do you guys know the story? Raise your hand who knows the story about the lost sheep. Yeah. And what happens in that story? Because he has about 100 sheep, right? Braxton, do you want to tell us what happens? Oh, well, he leaves the 99, right? And he goes out in the dark and he looks for just the one. That's how he feels towards you. And he made you just the way he wanted you. Did you have something to add? No? Okay. Anyway, Eli's talking to me. You guys are our little lambs, and we're watching out over you, and so is Jesus, your good shepherd. Sparrow's going to pray for you guys, okay?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this snow white day, and I just ask that as we go about our chores today, that we would be lights to you. And Father, I ask that you would bless every one of these children here, help them to know that they are loved, and guide them in the way that they should go. Please help them and all of us to just listen to the words of our teachers today, and just be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Okay, kiddos, I believe you're dismissed. Brock, am I forgetting anything? Yeah. I think we're going to do the special while we pass the plates. So I need a few volunteers to pass the plates for this special music. Are you praying for our offering?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, giving praise and thanks to the many blessings that you give us, not only just throughout the year, but on a daily basis. Sometimes we're blessed by things that are unseen, and it takes time for us to even realize those things. But as we take up this offering, Lord, we just thank you for the faithfulness that you and merciful God that you are, and we cannot give enough thanks to you. So as we take up this offering, we want to just ask your blessing upon it, that you would take it and use it as as you see fit. We ask that wisdom be given to our leadership, Lord, as we disperse these funds, that it would be used to further your kingdom and to bless others, of course. You are faithful, and we love you, and we want to give you all the praise and honor and glory that you deserve. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
How many fathers Please stand with us. We'll close singing about that love.
Coffee and everything like that, and let's pray. Join me in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus. We thank you so much that you loved us like that, that that's the way you loved your creations, that you would give up for us to give us the most amazing gift that's ever been given. As we leave here, I would ask you to guide us as we go. And as we get ready to have some of that birthday cake, I would ask that you bless the hands that prepared what we're about to share, that you would bless the folks whose birthdays are this month in their birthdays, the way you bless us all in the birthday of Jesus. And I would ask that Well, first, I thank you for bringing us together, and I would ask that you would bring us together again to worship you in Jesus' name. Amen.